Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me, but the world must know that I love the Father, and that I do just as the Father has commanded me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today we continue listening to the words Jesus said on Holy Thursday night. Today he says to us words that he repeats every single day at daily Mass. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you." And he was saying these words the night before he would be brutally crucified. The worst day in the life of any of the disciples of Jesus, any of his friends. And Jesus wanted them to have his peace on Good Friday and Holy Saturday. He told them the reason why. Because they are to believe in him and believe in his words. Just as we heard last Friday when Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, faith in me." Jesus today says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid." Again, he's going to go away, but he's going to come back. He told us this before it happened, so that when it happens, rather than being troubled or afraid, they might grow in faith. He mentions that the ruler of the world is coming, but the ruler of the world has no power over him. Jesus freely assents to this, peacefully, so that he might bring about a far greater good, and that these tests that Jesus would undergo and all his believers would undergo compassionately with him are fundamentally so that the world will know that he loves the Father and does just as the Father has commanded, that he loves the Father enough to be able to suffer these things without losing his peace. Because what is the source of that peace? Peace, again, isn't an absence of war. It's not an absence of difficulty. Peace means a right relationship. And the type of peace Jesus is describing is a right relationship with the Lord. Jesus knew exactly what was going to happen. He knew on the third day he would be raised from the dead, that his crucifixion would be like the pangs of childbirth that women have experienced. Not fun to go through. But we know that it's not the end, and we know that it passes on to something far more glorious. As I've been saying all Easter season, the resurrection means that if people can crucify you in the most brutal way of public execution, and not even that can keep you down, then you shouldn't be afraid of anything the ruler of the world is going to be able to do. That's the source of real Christian peace and serenity, the peace that Jesus gives that the world can't give, the peace that is still present even in the midst of difficult and divisive circumstances. This was the peace that Saints Paul and Barnabas had. Today's first reading, we see how incredible this gift of peace is. Jews from Antioch and Iconium arrived in Derbe, won over the crowds. And then just as Saul had presided over the stoning of Saint Stephen, so they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. The Greek there strongly suggests that he was dead, that they had murdered him by stoning. But the prayer of the first disciples gathering around him in communion was such that just as Jesus was raised from the dead, so Paul was raised from the dead. And doubtless with all his lumps, doubtless with his black eyes and bruises all over his body, Paul didn't just say, "Let's get out of here." He didn't wipe the dust of Derbe off his sandals. He went back into Derbe because he had never lost that peace. And that peace was one of the great sources of his courage. So they proclaimed the good news to them there. He was proclaiming in his own body the power of Jesus to raise us from the dead. Confirmation of the type of peace we're supposed to have. And then he retraced his steps along that first missionary journey. Went back to Lystra, then to Iconium that ran him out of town, then went back to Antioch and Pisidia that had run him out of town. They strengthened the spirits of the disciples, exhorting them to persevere in the faith, saying, and this is key for us to grasp in 2014, just like it was key for them to grasp in the 40s AD. It is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. If we're going to live in the Lord's kingdom, we're going to experience lots of vicissitudes. But those shouldn't rob us from our peace, because Jesus triumphs over all of those, and provided that we're united with the Prince of Peace, we've got nothing of which to be afraid. We lose our peace when we're not really living in the kingdom. When Jesus preached to us the Christian way of life and the Beatitudes, he was showing us the path to peacefulness and happiness in this world and in the next. Why are so many people lacking peace and unhappy? Well, if we put our treasure in money rather than in the kingdom of God, if we're not poor in spirit, we're not going to be at peace if the stock market takes a hit, or if our gas bill skyrockets. If we're placing our hope in this worldly relationships above every other thing, somebody that we know dies or scorns us for another, we'll lose our peace. But if our real relationship, if our real happiness is grounded in God, we won't. If our happiness is rooted in our popularity, and everybody else is saying nice things about us, in our being popular, if we lose that esteem or adulation of others, we're going to be without peace. But if it's really in the way God sees us, then we maintain that peace even in the midst of persecution, even when others revile us falsely because of our connection to Jesus. If our joy in this world is based on our being in control, our calling the shots, our getting others to obey our whim and command, if we lose that ability, we're going to lose our peace. But if our connection with the Prince of Peace is grounded in meekness and peacemaking and in his real treasure, we won't. Basically, Jesus tells us in the Beatitudes that if we're seeking anything other than him as our definitive good, our peace is always going to be fragile. We might rejoice for a time that the Red Sox are World Series champions, but now they're 2 games under 500 and they don't look on the road to repeat. Everything is fragile except the Lord. And that's why Jesus tells us, if we want to have peace, we need to hunger and thirst for holiness. Because even in trial, we can grow to become more and more like him who is holy, holy, holy. And so we don't lose anything. In fact, we might gain quite a bit when we experience those hardships. It is necessary for us to go many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. Doubtless those disciples along the way would have seen how wounded Paul was, but they would have seen him smiling peacefully through it all, because it was par for the course. And none of that could rob him of what the Lord had died to give him. There's a great lesson for us there. Today we celebrate the feast day of St. Bernardine of Siena, the great Franciscan preacher of the Holy Name of Jesus in the 15th century. St. Bernardine was a great reformer in a time that needed reform. He received opposition from a whole bunch of Franciscans who didn't want him to reform the Franciscan order that had become lax. When he would go preach in the big cities, they'd set up a pulpit in the main square because he'd have sometimes even up to 30,000 come to hear him at dawn for a three-hour homily. It ain't so long here at St. Bernadette's. For a three-hour homily. And he'd preach against the vices of the day and preach toward the virtues that the Lord wants us to have. But those who were trying to rip off people through usury didn't like when Bernardine came to town. Those who made their profits off of vanities, makeup, shoes, all types of other things that would take somebody away from a foundation of God. They didn't like him when he came around and they persecuted. He was reported several times to the Pope for being a heretic. Several times he needed to defend himself. But in none of these circumstances did he ever lose his peace, because he was really grounded with the Lord. Some of the hardships that it's necessary for us to undergo to enter the kingdom of God happen from the good, happen from the people inside the church, the people who are well-meaning on occasion. But we need to be ready to undergo them, because those are opportunities for us to rediscover the real ground of our peace, that the Lord is with us always until the end of time. And it's an opportunity, just like he underwent, to be able to show precisely how much we love the Father and are doing just what the Father commanded, even if it requires a personal price tag. St. Bernardine always preached about the Holy Name of Jesus. And because there were so many idols in that day, he wanted to create a symbol so that we would be able to look upon this powerful name of Jesus and learn how to pray and do everything in the name of the Lord. And so he took the first three letters in Greek of the name Jesus, an I, an H, and an S, and he made that the moniker of the Holy Name, just like we have on the tabernacle. All comes from St. Bernardine of Siena. For us to recognize, as we look at our Eucharistic Lord there for us in the tabernacle, that he's there constantly interceding for us in his name to the Father, so that we might have that peace that the world can't give or rob. Today, as we come forward, Jesus says the same words to us as he said to the first apostles. Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Let us embrace that peace. Let us ask him for the grace to keep it as we suffer whatever hardships he has planned for us to enter into his kingdom, to give witness to his kingdom. Let us ask him for the fire he gave St. Bernardine, to bring that peace coming from that name and that presence to a world that doesn't have that peace. Praise be Jesus Christ. No.